the College of Aviation is having to grapple with a unexpected turn of events, and that the FAA announced on Friday that the W.K. Kellogg Air Traffic Control Tower was going to be one of the ones defunded. How is the university coming along with its plans, and how disruptive is this closure going to be for the College of Aviation?
It's a very good question, very timely. This morning I met with the Aviation Advisory Board, great representatives from the industry, people who are vested in aviation industry, which is a huge industry, by the way, in the state of Michigan. We will be okay. We have contingency plans, but we also have not given up on sort of the quest of why was the decision made as it was made, and what did we miss, or did the federal government miss with respect to reviewing our request that this tower should be open and sustained as such. Given the level of activity here, it would seem to me that there may be an opportunity to revisit this question, and we're going to try and push on that as best we can.
Was that sort of a joint effort, you know, you, Air National Guard? I mean, there's a lot of different things going on there. Were there several of you involved in trying to persuade the federal government to leave this one intact?
Yeah, our Dean of Aviation, Captain Powell, working with Battle Creek. The request had to come from the community of Battle Creek, but certainly there's great support there. The leadership of Battle Creek is very good, and, you know, I think they, too, are quite disappointed with the outcome. But again, you know, we've had situations where the first outcome is not the desired outcome, and there are opportunities to address that and try to be persuasive in further conversations.
If efforts at persuasion fall short and this goes on for a while, will people still get the proper training?
Yes, we have contingency plans, and we will be fine. And we have by far one of the top aviation programs in the country, number three, no less on anyone's list. And we will continue to have an outstanding aviation program, and it will be in Battle Creek.